This is a Radio Road Test Special, Hybrid 102. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com. Last time, we dove into the world of parallel and mild hybrid vehicles. This week, we'll dive into the world of plug-in hybrids, the third kind that you will find on the highway. The first plug-in hybrid sold in America was the Chevrolet Volt, which we drove in 2011 for our 1100th test episode. It charged with a standard SAE charger and had a four-cylinder engine that drove an onboard generator to power the vehicle, and it's out of production as of now. Our test Volt took almost 12 hours to charge that traction battery, and it went almost 28 miles in LA traffic before the engine kicked in, and that's how the plug-in hybrid works. It runs as a full electric vehicle for a time until the traction battery depletes and the engine takes over. Like a regular hybrid, the motor generators at the wheels will send electricity back to the traction battery under braking. As we found out back then, plug-in hybrids can run as full electric vehicles anywhere from 28 to 60 miles, depending on battery size and charge. Have a hybrid? Let us know what you think. X, Twitter, MSRPK_com. Our Facebook program page is at Radio Road Test, all one word. This is Radio Road Test, since 1993, a broadcast service of MSRPK.com.
Do you feel like the cost of car ownership has gotten out of control? Take charge by refinancing your auto loan today. One call to Rate Genius can save drivers an average of $1,200 per year. The loan specialists at Rate Genius have helped people for more than 20 years replace high-interest auto loans, lower their payments, and spend less in interest. Rate Genius works with over 150 lenders to find you the most competitive terms. Customers lower their rate an average of 3 percentage points. That's huge savings. It's absolutely free to apply for refinancing through Rate Genius, and when you refinance your auto loan, you won't owe a payment for 45 days. Make the 5-minute no obligation call today and get on your way toward affordable car ownership. Call 800-764-2179, 800-764-2179. That's 800-764-2179. Rate and payment values are calculated by using the average savings for customers from January 1st, 2022 through December 31st, 2022. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on credit worthiness. Value of the vehicle on term and other.
Here's how they work operationally. Plug-in hybrids, like a Hyundai Santa Fe, come with a charger that plugs into a 120-volt AC wall socket in a garage or on the side of your house or wherever. In our experience, the traction battery will be charged to capacity in just under 11 hours using 120-volt power. The standard charger 240-volt SAE will charge it in 2 to 4 hours. In our experience with 120-volt chargers, we found them to consume a little less electricity per hour than an infrared space heater. 1,300 watts places less strain on the power grid. The traction battery for a plug-in hybrid is bigger than the battery for a conventional hybrid. That will add extra weight and pose a fire risk in an accident. Heard around the world on SoundCloud and AFN, this is Radio Road Test from MSRPK.com. If the majority of your driving involves stop and go and not a lot of highway driving, then hybrids will save on gas and cut down on emissions. Our Santa Fe plug-in hybrid can go for weeks before we need to fill the tank with gas. We charge the traction battery 2 to 3 times per week, depending on how much we drive. And if you are concerned about batteries and the resources, the amount of lithium needed for a full electric battery can make literally hundreds of hybrid batteries, so says a study by Toyota. That's Hybrid 102 from Radio Road Test. Copyright 2024 MSRPK.com. All rights reserved. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com.